In northern Afghanistan, a 3-year drought has led to severe malnutrition and disease. Relief supplies are trickling in, but as NPR's Lauren Sheets reports, the United Nations is facing criticism for the slow pace of its aid operation.
There's a light drizzle in Saripol, but this rain is too late for an Afghan farmer named Ramza. For 3 straight years, he's planted wheat in the dusty soils around his mud hut. And for 3 years, nothing has come out of the ground. Ramza says many here are running out of ways to cope.
The first year of the drought, we used our reserves of grain. The second, we sold our goats and sheep to buy rice and wheat. And this year, we sold our carpets. Now there's nothing left to sell. Another year without crops, and we die.
Young girls are another commodity. Afghan fathers collect money from the family of the groom when their daughters marry. Anything to put bread on the table during the drought. The town of Saripol has been hit especially hard. It's tucked among the foothills of the Hindu Kush Mountains. Saripol's rocky soils have always made farming here a precarious art. Now malnutrition is taking a big toll, says local doctor Mohammed Amin Sadiq.
Roughly half of the people in Saripol are sick. Farmers, shopkeepers, everyone. These illnesses are directly linked to the poor diet. People become very susceptible to illness. They die from simple things like measles and diarrhea. What's really killing them is hunger.
Dr. Sadiq shows off his medical equipment, a stethoscope, thermometer, a blood pressure gauge, some gauze and tape, hardly an arsenal for combating hunger. Many townspeople have gaunt, drawn faces. The United Nations has said as many as 1.5 million people face food shortages this year in northern Afghanistan. But the UN aid effort has yet to get into high gear. One problem lies with neighboring Uzbekistan, which has still not opened a vital bridge into Afghanistan over the Amu Darya River. But private aid workers say the bridge is a minor part of the story. Linda Van Veyenberg of Doctors Without Borders complains the UN still has no international staff on the ground in northern Afghanistan.
We are spreading the message for about more than 1 week to say, please come here, the needs are huge. We need food, we need shelter, we need medicines, we can't do it alone. So that's really the message we are giving, and for us there is no reason for them not to come.
Rudy Rodriguez heads UNICEF Afghan relief efforts from neighboring Uzbekistan. He admits the lack of a UN staff presence is hampering the relief effort.
It is a big drawback, and I think the staff themselves want to get in and get on doing what they should be doing. But the security situation is fairly fragile, and staff security is of paramount importance to all of us.
As the food crisis deepens, thousands of people are leaving Saripol and other mountain villages. They end up in squalid refugee camps like this one in Mazar-e-Sharif, 130 miles away. They live in drafty tents patched together from strips of old cloth and survive by begging for food. Mamat Kohl is an old man whose face is so drawn the bones seem to jut out from his skull.
There is no help for us. They come and say, we'll help, and then no one shows up. There is no bread. We beg the organizations to help us. Please tell the world to send help as fast as possible.
And while the UN bickers over security arrangements and insurance coverage for its international staff, the casualties slowly mount. Camp residents point to an empty tent nearby. It used to be occupied by a man named Mahmoud and his son Nasir. Mahmoud died last summer during a 115-degree heat wave. Weak from malnutrition, Nasir contracted a lung infection during a recent cold spell. He died last week. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Northern Afghanistan.